Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More TNT? Like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No.
Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
You've got 3.5 more days of work for you.
Oh, I don't want you good.
I don't want you to bum out that it's almost the weekend.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because Tuesday's not the weekend.
Yeah, I don't think anybody calls Tuesday almost the weekend.
No. But Craig gets worried. He only has 3.5 days left to work, you know?
I know. He's an odd duck.
He starts to worry.
He keeps his nose to the grindstone there. Always working.
That is true. More so than I like it to be.
Yep.
But what are you going to do? Let's see. What are we celebrating today?
It's National Stuttering Awareness Day, by the way. Remember that?
Associated Press.
Get it right. It's international.
I know.
No, you don't seem to understand. International. Every country in the world
stutters. Stuttering Day. We can't pick out different languages when they stutter.
No, we couldn't really tell.
Only Craig.
We're not that fluent.
No. So, international, actually, October 22nd is International Stuttering Awareness Day.
But if you can
say that without stuttering, Craig.
If you can stutter in a different language, we'll take that call.
Yeah.
To see if we can catch it.
I don't think stutterers try to stutter. Craig doesn't try.
You don't try.
Well, he doesn't fight it.
No.
You do fight it.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
You have to.
Every step of the way.
All right, well, then he loses a lot.
You lose the battle there, man.
I haven't lost in a while. Sometimes I forget to battle.
Is that when you stutter? When you forget
That's
to battle?
Point. You really haven't had a good one recently.
I haven't had a good one recently.
Yeah. That's why I keep these handy.
Associated Press.
I mean, how do you actually overcome it?
Not hanging around douchebags like us.
There are speech patterns that you use
A-I-O-U.
To give yourself, to give your brain a chance to catch up.
I mean, are you constantly aware that it could happen
no.
at any time, or does it naturally go away?
It is not an affliction to me as much as it is to other people.
Of course it's not. You wouldn't be working here.
Right. I am aware of people who struggle with every sentence.
Yeah, I've heard that before, too.
And they just speak rather slowly, but you can tell that they are struggling.
Right. Don't make fun of people. We make fun of Craig because he's our friend. That's allowed. That is allowed. So I don't want to hear. I said earlier in the show, that stutterers never bitch at us.
A similar malfunction.
We don't have time to wait for him to get through the sentence.
In the brain, like a dyslexia? Is it close to something like that?
I don't know what dyslexia, how that affects the brain. However.
That's my favorite
described once.
That's my favorite part when you do the ha ha ha.
As a lot of thoughts trying to get into the same area at the same time and things just getting jammed up.
Are there certain words and syllables that will trip you up?
How?
L-L.
How? How and L. La, la,
how
la,
and
la,
lawyer.
La, 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 la,
no, there have been publicly lawyers who have called them idiots. I hate you all.
That's fair. I mean, it really is. We're not going to stop, but that's fair.
A book that's in stores now. It's all? Isn't there more?
Yeah, but I don't want to play them all.
Oh, don't you? Not on Stuttering Day.
No.
You'll play them every other day. But on Stuttering Day,
I'm backing you today.
Are you?
Yeah. Because it's National Stuttering Day.
Stuttering Awareness Day. We don't want to all start to stutter.
I think you're backhanding him.
Well, like our buddy Josh Blue. He said you struggle. You got a job doing radio talk show.
If it were National Stuttering Day, we'd all be encouraged to stutter.
Right.
And we're not doing that.
No, because that'd be rude to try to imitate somebody. If you don't have that problem, that'd be rude.
Mavis,
and one thing we're not is rude.
A stammering issue, but there's no International Stammering Day to bring attention to that.
Well, and it'd be mean if we made fun of your stammering.
Exactly.
No, it would be perfectly appropriate.
I think we do. But the problem is he's overcome by Craig stuttering.
He does kind of overshadow the stammering.
Right.
Although I think we're all capable of stammering.
He overshadows the cerebral palsy that Josh Blue has. Josh Blue laughs at people's afflictions, and he has one.
Yeah, well, that's because the cerebral palsy really doesn't translate to the radio. If you look at him and the way he walks, then you can laugh.
Apparently, there is a stuttering foundation that tries
How they spell
to...
that?
That's what you do next time Josh Blue is in town. Challenge him to a walking contest.
You'd kick his ass.
Yeah. You would lap him.
I don't know. Craig's pretty slow.
Yeah, that's true. He is.
He might not win that.
Josh can move, man.
We saw him trot the other day.
We did.
We did.
At the disc golf tournament.
Once in 20 years.
We know what makes him trot.
Pictures.
Oh, no. Starting the disc golf.
100 people yelling, get the hell over here.
Right. When you got to make your tee time at the disc golf, you're trotting.
So at the Stuttering Foundation, where they've got stuttering help, they give a list of famous people who are stutterers.
There's a bunch of them that we don't realize, right?
Yeah. Is there a stuttering hotline?
Yes, there is a stuttering hotline.
Yeah, they tell you to spit it out?
That would take you too long. Because the guy working there has to have sympathy, so he's going to stutter.
Yeah, but I would think after a while, he gets frustrated and says, spit it out!
Yeah.
I got over it.
Stuttering hotline.
Damn it.
Hot, 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 hot. Line. Once again, don't make fun of regular stutterers, just your friends. That's what we're trying to say here. Really, really good friends. You can make fun of everything.
Yeah, I think this list of famous people that stutter is a little old.
Yeah.
There's no Young Stutterers, or no one will cop to
it. I love that band.
The Young Stutterers.
The Young Stutterers.
Young Stutterers. Well, the youngest one by far on this list is Emily Blunt.
And she's in her 30s by now, at least.
Still.
Yeah.
Youngest by far.
Has she overcome that?
I don't ever hear her stuttering.
For the most part.
Because I don't know her.
As far as we all know, since we don't know of her as a stutterer.
We've never
had... picking on her. She's freaking hot.
Just a conversation with Emily Blunt. We see her in movies once in a while.
That's but Krasinski's wife, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this says Ed Sheeran is a stutterer. I don't listen to his...
The stuttering doesn't stop you from singing.
Look, 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 look.
There you go.
Lawyers.
Guns and money. Greg often guests on people's songs.
Mm-hmm. Monica Lewinsky and HBO Max are joining forces to put together a documentary on public shaming.
Hey, my sister texted me, says we're so mean to you.
Yeah. You're public shaming, and Monica and HBO says don't do that.
I've been making fun of Craig since August of 93. So I feel no shame.
I waited till September.
And Craig's been making fun of me that long, too, for that matter. Yeah,
there's that.
So, and I've been making fun of Todd since 92. Well, on the radio with him since 93. Been making fun of Puss since 2000, right?
99. Yeah. No, 2000.
Right.
2000. You're right.
Yeah.
2000.
So you know what? I don't feel shame.
We worked at the same radio station in 92.
Yeah, so but I didn't know you that well, so we didn't really make fun of
you. You were making fun of me then.
Yeah. No, I really didn't know you then. I made fun of when we started working together. And vice versa.
So don't break out the violin for Craig. He can handle it.
Oh, it says here Samuel L. Jackson is a stutterer.
I ain't going to tell him anything.
So apparently if you just use the, you know, MF bomb a whole lot, it goes away.
Craig can't. We're a broadcast program. But it would be great to hear him stutter on that word, wouldn't it?
The second syllable. Third syllable.
So Monica Lewinsky and HBO Max, they are putting together a documentary on public shaming. Now, she is a longtime opponent of cyberbullying. She's going to be the producer of the documentary called 15 Minutes of Shame. It will detail stories of people around the globe who have been publicly shamed and looking into how bystanders, the media, politicians, and medical experts acted in the situation.
That woman was shamed completely because she performed on the president back in the day, and that was before social media. Can you imagine social media would have done to her? It was already bad enough.
I think Twitter's taken its shots here in the last few years since she's been on Twitter.
But I am talking about at the time.
Oh, no, it would have been worse.
It was just word of mouth. It
would have been worse.
Yeah. God, we had a Monica Lewinsky lookalike contest at a bar. Everybody wore their berets. All good-looking chicks, I remember. It's just crazy thinking about that. Mm. You know?
They find a couple blue dresses for you guys to host?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
I bet you look good.
I remember exactly.
Tyler came in his Clinton mask.
Yeah, I did.
They had to stain the dress, and then they could do the contest.
And you want to be authentic with something like that.
Right.
So in Seattle, they are putting together a time capsule. And I am intrigued by the idea of time capsules.
If they let them in the ground long enough.
If they let them in the ground long enough.
These 20-year ones, 25-year ones, that's stupid. It's really stupid.
Well, beyond that, they forget where they put them.
True. But like some small towns will remember exactly where they're at. But the 50-year ones are, I think, stupid also.
Well, I think
you need to go 100 years.
Sometimes they put a marker there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a time capsule here. Yeah. Dig it up in 2100.
Exactly. So they're putting together a time capsule, putting it in the Space Needle somewhere in Seattle.
All right.
Putting some cool stuff in there.
Seattle stuff?
Yeah.
Or just stuff of the era?
Seattle stuff. And they're going to open it. They've planned this. They're going to open it in 43 years.
See, 43 years, whatever's going to be in there is still going to be existing in other places, like people's garages.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Stuff is still around. They're called museums.
What's the significance of 43 years?
Yeah. And what are they putting in there that might not be available then?
Right. That's kind of a random number. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cleaned out my mother-in-law's house. Well, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was not participating in that. my wife found stuff that was way more than 43 years old.
Right. You just find stuff. Right.
She had a time capsule in her garage.
Yeah.
They're putting more than 100 items in there, some rare Nirvana vinyl records, signed baseballs, a special bottle of Washington State wine.
See, that's the thing. A Nirvana record in 43 years will still be available.
Right.
People will have that record from 43 years when they were younger.
And it won't be warped.
No, you're right.
This one's going to be warped.
Right. Remember, the Beatles have been around over 50 years. Well over 50 years. So, and there are Beatles albums available everywhere. Originals, even.
Yeah.
So this is what doesn't make any sense to me.
Are they going to stick in a turntable, too?
I don't think these things work unless they're... The way we save stuff and the way we record history, I don't think time capsules are worth anything unless it's 500-600 years.
At least 100.
But even 100.
At least 100.
I'll give you a minimum. I think at least 200, actually.
Yeah, because
but at least 100.
Everything's recorded online now.
Well, and also there's stuff to see. I mean, the Civil War was the 1860s. Go to any Civil War battlefield. There's stuff there that existed. You can see it. Yeah. But 43 years is nothing. Now, once again, we've talked about this before. One of the three buildings we worked in this city, the second building, they put a time capsule in. And in that time capsule is stuff about us. and we're still working.
Whatever happened to those guys? Yes. They're still in the studio.
And our CD's available in a clearance rack somewhere. So, yeah, they're still in the studio. Now, I don't even know if they're ever going to dig that back out because that building isn't owned by us anymore.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody remembers where it's at.
Yeah.
They'd have to excavate now, the whole yard.
But that's good, though. So maybe in 1,000 years from now, they're building something new in this space city, and they dig up the time capsule then. What the hell happened? Yeah, what was this crap? People like that?
People wanted to remember that? The USGS
Geological Survey.
Yep.
They keep track of the earthquakes.
Yep.
They say that there's a 72% likelihood that one or more magnitude 6.7 quakes will strike the San Francisco Bay Area in the next 2 decades.
What's your percentage again? I'm sorry.
72.
That's a lot.
What was the one they had the other day?
I saw the medium house price is $1.5 million in San Francisco. Median.
Todd, you
there
said...
Last week. It was like a 4.5 or 4.7.
They barely make the news. You're right. It's crazy now.
Well, now they're saying the best thing to do, and this could be difficult, is to treat every quake as if it's the big one.
I mean, what does that mean?
That means that if you are just assuming every little thing is just going to be a little trembler, a little dish rattler.
Act like it's going to be big and then do what you got to do.
Think this is the big one. And then when it's not, fine, but it's going to be one of these days.
So you got to build a lot of tables you could dive under in your house?
Yes.
Yep.
Really? There's not a lot you can do
when
it comes to an earthquake.
Yeah, you just don't want that first beam killing you. Being trapped in a pile of rubble and dying slowly is probably better.
No.
No, it's not.
No, they tell you to get under something heavy, but then something heavier could come and crash down on that.
Right.
They tell you to stand in the doorway, but that could come crashing down. And then they run outside. Well, then the power transformer is going to fall on your head.
Well, what is amazing to me is the skyscrapers they still build to this day on earthquake land that can withstand that. Engineers are—that's crazy smart.
Yeah,
crazy smart.
If you've ever been
up
in one of those,
we build a lean-to, it would fall. Yeah, because we're cavemen.
You ask people who have been to top of some of the bigger buildings in Chicago. They're built to withstand. They will sway.
I know.
You can feel the building swaying because the wind is hitting it that hard.
Oh, yeah. I was at the sky deck at Willis Tower just this summer, and you could feel it.
It wobbles.
Feel it.
Which, by the way, there's a great shot of that. Were you watching the Bears-Saints game this weekend?
Yeah, I missed a little bit
of it. It was cloudy in Chicago. Yeah. They had a shot from above the clouds.
Isn't that crazy?
Like the top 10 floors of that building were above the clouds in the sun.
I've flown into Chicago and seen that.
They did a story on some special I was watching the past couple of years. There's people that have apartments on that live above the clouds sometimes. I mean, that's where they live.
That'd be so.
Year-round. That'd be tough to get used to living that
high. As cool as the view of the city was from up there.
Living there all the time.
On those sky deck things. I think the view of the clouds would have been just as cool, if not better.
Also freak you out a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a pain in the ass to get a few bags of groceries up there.
Well, I think there's an elevator that does that for you. But
I don't care.
It's still
a pain in the ass to grab some stuff and take it in.
These people live that high. It was a Chicago one, too.
Right.
Imagine, well, in the office building, it was actually residential.
Being the Grubhub guy, you got to go up 70 stories. That'll cut into your time. They probably have to charge you extra.
They probably do.
Just because we got to go 70 stories to bring you your Taco Bell.
And now I'm getting yelled at on my text from old school Chicago friends. It's the Sears Tower, damn it.
Oh, whatever.
No, it's the Willis Tower now.
Yeah, it is. Sears ain't paying for it anymore.
Oh, she's old-fashioned.
Yes.
It'll always be the Sears Tower to me. Stop talking like you're 80.
She's not.
No, she's not.
Illinois police say they've made an arrest in connection to vandalism in Chicago's Bridgeport neighborhood. 46-year-old Ki Hu is accused of using feces and food.
Ki Hu's poo?
to deface several cars and storefronts. Authorities claim that who roamed around the neighborhood during early mornings.
Feces and food is a terrible morning show.
Nah. With gloves and a brown paper bag.
You don't do that in the same spot.
Yeah.
Investigators have been
looking poo?
For who.
Did I just say that? Yes, I did. And it works in this situation.
Since reports were made in the summer.
Juvenile. The show is so juvenile.
Tyler Seuss over there.
He's been charged with one felony and 11 misdemeanors.
Yeah, I get offended.
Who flung poo? That guy. Well, who's that? Who?
People say the show is juvenile. Because we also not only have juvenile humor, we have scatological humor.
Right.
More scata than logical.
But who flung poo?
There's that, too.
And they'll say, well, who? And they'll say, who? That could be a cop. We'd be talking to that guy for ages.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Or witnesses for the who flung poo. Why did he do that? What was his motive?
No word on that yet. Right. No word on the...
He hates these buildings.
On the motive for the who like, poo.
That's a great kids' book, that Who Flung Poo.
Who Flung Poo. Yeah.
I got to read that. I was over visiting my my daughter has a...
Break out the Who Flung Poo next time.
She has a son.
Yeah.
And somehow we're related. Yeah. So we hung around a lot.
Yeah.
Sat on the floor.
Yeah.
You'll like this. We busted out a... it was a kid's book about national parks.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know he didn't like it.
With a lot of pictures.
You trying to put him to sleep?
Yeah.
Was
it nap time?
He was out right away.
Yeah, he lost interest about halfway through the book.
Yeah.
He made smart it longer kid. Than me.
I knew that kid was smart.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.